Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. My name is Joan, and I am your host of this show. Thanks for joining me on this live radio show today. It was a quick pull together, managed to find some time, and may the 4th be with you. Haha. There you are. That's today's date, May 4th. Stop the drama, save the karma. I've been thinking about this and wanting to get to the show. Let me tell you, finally, with Mercury retrograde ending a couple days ago, things are starting to go straight. I've got internet connection. I'm able to find a little bit of time to get to talk to you. But now it's going to be like, I'm just going to snag time and I'm going to have a 15-minute knowledge nugget here and give you what you need to know and what I've been feeling over the last couple weeks, as it has been quite difficult to meet up with you all. So thanks for joining me. As always, you can find me on Facebook under Real Metaphysical Talk, and you can add your friend, you know, just follow along, like a couple likes, do this, do that. And I noticed there have been people joining me on an old page that I have, and that's not old, but it's still you being used. And it's called Your Mom Knows. So I still go under that moniker as well, Your Mom Knows. And that you can find as well on Facebook. So let's talk about this. So Mercury retrograde ended. Everybody was all freaked out about the electronics being out of whack and things not being in order. But let me tell you, it's more about personal experiences and more about personally connecting with people. And which leads me to the topic for today, stop the drama, save the karma. And it's not that we can totally, like, remove our karma. Well, we can if we learn our lessons. But we can certainly lessen the karma, or at least reduce the intensity of our lesson that is being given to us. So we just finished with the Mercury retrograde. It was a lot of introspection, a lot of review. Specifically introspection, you know, for individuals. How is my life playing out? What do I need to know at this time to move forward? Who or what situations no longer serve me? Those are the themes for your Mercury retrograde. And more specifically, what is it that you don't need anymore in your life? Okay, so do you need to have a big blowout with someone, and I don't want to say someone close to you or someone that you have been interacting with, let's put it that way, because of course someone who is an ex or someone who is an old friend that you no longer talk to, you know, like now it's not a good friend but a bad friend, so to speak. Did you have the major fight? Did you have the big blowout? Or did you just part ways? You know, there are ways to address others. Here we go with stopping the drama, saving the karma. There are a way to address others so that you can still be a caring, nurturing individual. Acknowledge what's being said. Acknowledge situations that are happening around you without being angry. Because, of course, remember, your reaction is your perception. And if someone is angry at you, it's only a release of their own perception of the situation. So the best way, really, to stop karma or to stop your drama, let me do it this way, stop your drama is to stop reacting. Of course, easier said than done. We can always say, don't give them the time of day. Don't give this person your energy. Don't give them the any of your good energy, don't give them any time, just stand back, don't talk to them at all. But how do you move forward in life if you're not interacting with people to solve problems, to get things done, to move on? You have to interact. So change your approach. Change the way you see things. Change the way you react to people. Why is it that this person, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your parents, your siblings, why do they make you angry? Is it, what are you upset about? Are they not following rules? Is it a rule thing? Is it expectations? Not most of the time, it's an expectation. You're expecting others to act the way you would in a situation. So is that anger warranted? Is that reaction warranted? You don't have to be angry. You could be sad. You could be distraught. Usually your conflict will come from levels of expectations that you have put on other people. But if they're not aware of your expectations, how can you be upset? Or how can you be slighted by it? So stop your drama. Stop the drama. Don't initiate trouble. Don't begin to start putting your business out on Facebook. I know, maybe it would help. It's all in your approach. You're looking for answers from other people who might have had the same experience. Is that the best venue? Instagram or Twitter, is that the best venue for you to put it out there? Or is that your only mode of communication? Or is it possible that maybe we just need to stop and look at the situation as a third party? I know it can be difficult. We all have certain situations that really set us over the edge. But we need to be compassionate with each other. When we're compassionate with others, we are showing care for ourselves. And therefore, once we eliminate the anger, the expectations, the drama tends to stop. If you don't show a reaction, you don't show any emotion. And of course, we're allowed to be emotive. We can emote. We can cry. We can be sad. We can be upset. We have to work through it. We have to, but it's all about understanding the process that's happening. Now, of course, stopping your drama, eliminating, well, okay, lessening your karma. If, for example, you're talking about someone in your family and you decide to air your business out on Facebook, well, you don't want to, the more you do it, obviously there's going to be karma coming your way. Someone else could see that. Someone who could be a potential suitor to you, boyfriend or girlfriend, could see that. They don't want any part of that. So therefore, now you've just created a possible problem of the person who was on track to meet you and on track to be maybe your next date now doesn't want to be a part of that because they've made the decision to see that interaction on Facebook. So be aware that even though you may think that you have locked your account down, or maybe you're speaking at work or you're out in public at a public place and you're openly discussing about people, if you don't know who's around you, you don't know who's standing beside you, it could be the brother of that person, it could be the sister of that person, the mother, the cousin, the friend, the neighbor of that person who's around you. And best of all, It's the old adage of treat others as you would want to be treated. Now, would you want someone talking about you? Would you want someone, you know, reacting and going up and down and causing a big fuss? Well, of course, I'd love to have someone cause a big fuss, but not in a negative way. And remember, what you put out, you attract. So it's that law of abundance, that law of manifestation. We don't want to manifest the anger, the drama, all of that information. And it's, yes, some people are listening and thinking, well, Joan, that seems so simple. You know, what you're saying is so plain, and so, you know, everybody should know this. That's true. But when you're in the heat of the moment, when you're in the heat of your anger, when you're in the heat of passion, and I'll go there too, if you're in the heat of passion and you're with someone, it's not supposed to be someone you, it's not someone you should be with because either they're married or, and I'm not saying you knew this or didn't know this, but if you're in a situation with someone where you're in the throes of that of passion, you're creating drama for yourself. So just be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of who you're with. It's all about compassion. It's all about bringing it back to center, knowing, you know, connecting with your inner self, showing yourself respect, and caring for yourself. We've been in this mode of the looking back at ourselves, the Mercury retrograde, the retrospection. What can we do to make our lives easier? Let's show compassion to others. Let's teach. Let's teach new ways of thinking. Let's experience, hey, it's okay to make mistakes. We can't hold people accountable for so long. You know, we all make mistakes. We are all human. That's why we're here to learn. So why hold that grudge? So someone made a mistake. Are you going to let 5 years go by and still hold that over their head? Or are you going to move on and continue on with life and learn from other experiences? Do you shut someone out because you might have been wronged? Or do you kind of look at it from their perspective? Maybe they're thinking the information that was, maybe they're thinking or the information that was given to them at the time of their decision was all that they knew. And maybe they didn't have all the information. Their decision or their reaction or their interaction with you was only based off of their perception. My perception is different from yours. This is how I see things. We all can agree to disagree. Why? We're able to talk to each other. We're able to share experiences. And I want everyone to take this time right now because we're getting ready to come to a, I want to say it's a full moon. I think it's a full moon. We're coming into this full moon on the 10th, and I want to draw in, focus, and meditate because we're getting to a point where we can start to really experience that power. Thank you for joining me here on Real Metaphysical Talk for this knowledge nugget brought to you today on May the 4th, Star Wars Day. And I will be coming back at you to talk to you about the full moon that's coming up and how to handle that. I appreciate all you listening. Thank you. And we'll talk soon.